6 days between broadcasts.
We trick fucked you this time.
6 days. 6 days. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, everybody. TDFradio.com.
James Ridgewood here.
Screaming on the mic, as always. Todd Worthington. And bringing up the rear, as he likes to do.
Raymond Ray.
He didn't get his cue on that one.
No.
Whatever.
We'll blame Skype for that one.
Yeah, I'm sure the video was slightly behind because I had to go all the way fucking out to Rhode Island. Fucking Rhode Island.
And welcome back, everybody. I am, my name is Todd, and I have to see the end of a movie no matter what it is. No matter what it is, I need to watch any movie, no matter how bad, I need to see it all the way through.
That's funny because I just came and sat down to record and I missed the last 15 minutes of the movie I was just watching.
That would drive me nuts. I would not do that.
I don't give a shit. I'm willing to cut my losses early and often.
Recently, my wife and I were enjoying Step Brothers and she hated it.
This story is starting to get lame.
I didn't hate it so much. In about 30 minutes, she was like, "We're done. Cut it off." And I was pissed.
Yeah, I did that exact same thing with that exact same movie. I thought it sucked.
I don't know anything about that movie.
It may have sucked, but I if I commit to a movie, I'm going to see it all the way through. James, tell us a little something about yourself.
All right. I'm Mr. Ridgewood, and I solved the problem of drunk driving by not driving at all. You may recognize me from the bus or the trolley.
You are a fucking genius.
It's true.
Hold on. Write that down, everybody. Public transportation saves you from DUIs.
That it does. You want to spend that 10 grand on a DUI? How about a 225 bus pass?
I guess that makes up for the increased cost of living to live in that area. It's worth it.
Ray, tell us something about yourself.
Last Saturday, I took part in a charity walk, ate Thai food, had sex twice, smoked hookah, and rode a mechanical bull all in the same day. Think about that.
I took a 1 second pause there because I wanted to make sure that was clean, that we got it so that we can pull the audio for later. It was beautiful.
It was a hell of a day.
Sounds like it.
I was sore.
Which part do you think made you the most sore?
Wait, better question. Are you counting? Are you counting one of the times that you had sex as being one of the times that you were on the mechanical bull?
No, because I was the bull during this. Fuck that. Never mind. No, but that bull raped me.
That's nice. That's
that
nice.
That shit's up on YouTube, by the way.
Well, so we've got a huge show.
We got a lot planned for today.
We have a lot planned. We are probably the only three people that are using Google Wave, and we hammered out our show.
That we did. Google Wave is actually cool. I actually like it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to use it for anything other than this show, but I like it.
It works. So we've got stuff about. We got stuff about the F word. We got a little bit of news. We got a debate for you. We have a survey. We might have some more news. We got some music. This is huge. This is absolutely huge.
This is a blockbuster. I don't know what to say. I mean, right. I think you're going to come to the website later and you're going to say, by the way, the website is tdfradio.com. Just thought I'd pimp that a little bit right there. But you're going to come to the website later and you're going to see, oh, 40-minute show, boom, hour and a half show,
yeah.
What's up?
This is easily 90 minutes.
We'll see. I don't want to prematurely.
But Ray gets the award. Ray gets the award for doing the most homework and being the most stoked.
Oh, yeah. I told him I'd be home at a certain time. He texted me like 10 minutes before that. What's the ETA?
I got that 5 minutes before I was supposed to be here.
Well, fuck. What else am I supposed to do? I drive to New York 3 hours. What else am I supposed to think about?
Just think about what's going on right now.
What I'm going to put on the radio.
You in New York?
No,
yeah,
but
I didn't think so.
I do that quite often.
All right.
Ray, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Farmington River Mahogany Ale. It's from Connecticut.
I'm not. That sounds nice.
It's delicious.
I'm drinking a Corona because I found it in James's fridge.
I don't normally stock that shit. I am drinking Johnny Walker Gold Label.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not only that, I have the bottle sitting next to the computer, so I can reload at any time, so to speak.
He's already through two glasses.
They were small.
He is stepping up his game, advanced class.
So, the F-bomb. Now, obviously, I was listening back to the show that I was not a part of. The F-bomb got dropped so many times, probably within the first 2 minutes, it was already dropped a billion times.
I have a tendency to do that.
My favorite was when you dropped my actual name. It sounds so funny bleeped out. It's the funniest shit. It's the funniest shit. Oh, yeah. I think that's what was drinking last time. Fuck!
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, we are not confined to the FCC regulations, so we drop the F-bomb a lot because it's fun. But I thought that, one, it could either make a good drinking game for the people listening.
I think so, especially if you want to, get cirrhosis real fast.
But I know also that James is a big gambler, and I thought we might take an over-under. So for this broadcast, the over-under on the first F-bomb is the 20th word, and the over-under on the total usage is 35 times.
I just want to say that that 35 times is set like fucking dog shit. Like, I mean, even if I didn't know that that was the fucking line and I couldn't influence it myself by just going fuckity fuck fuck fuck, I still think that we would say it at least like 98 times.
35 maybe on the low side, especially for putting it out today.
Especially for a 90-minute show that you're fucking claiming. I think I just dropped the F-bomb fucking like 10 times in the past six sentences.
I dare any of you guys to count it.
Do it. I want to know how many times. And break it down by person. I want to know how many times I dropped the fucking F-bomb personally.
So guys, what is this I hear that Tito Ortiz... wished he went with Fat Chick instead of former porn star.
Ooh. Yeah. She is filthy looking, isn't she?
I haven't seen her recently. I mean, I think the only times I've ever legitimately seen Jenna Jameson, are when she has a penis in her mouth or in her vagina. I mean, and frankly, like, all those times, she looks pretty hot.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's had so much plastic surgery that her face is dripping off. She's pretty terrible looking.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Ray, would you mind finding the best worst picture of her and posting it to the website or the Facebook?
I would love to.
All right, fantastic.
All right. Is this sans cock or?
I don't know what our restrictions are on the site.
Okay.
I guess technically we're slightly restricted, but I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Got it.
I'd go ahead and post cock if you want to.
Well, so if people haven't heard, apparently Tito Ortiz beat the shit out of Jenna Jameson.
I don't know about beat the shit out of. I didn't actually see the photos because I was sort of thought it was fucked up. But here's the basic premise of it. So Jenna came out and she got the shit kicked out of her a little bit. And Tito is claiming the bitch is on OxyContin.
So it didn't hurt when I hit her.
Well, he's also saying, oh, she's a drugged up bitch, you know.
Look, it was...
She was treating me like shit, whatever, I don't know. Frankly, like, everybody I know who takes opiates, you know, they fucking take opiates and then sit on the couch. Because, you know, they're opiates. They put you to fucking sleep.
I bet at some point down the line, one of his arguments is that it was a training day and his punching bag was broken.
He is supposed to fight, what's his name? Coming up here, it's the other old guy, Chuck Liddell. They're both old. I mean, basically, you know, normally my betting strategy would be bet against anybody fighting Tito Ortiz, but then I also have bet against anybody fighting Chuck Liddell, who's, you know, under 30. So
I don't really know what I'm going to do in this fight.
I think Chuck's already beat the crap out of Tito two or three times.
I think they've split him 1-1. I'm not 100% sure.
I thought they had fought three times, but could be wrong.
Well, what do you think of his new training partner?
I think
how do you think that increases or decreases his chances against Chuck?
They fought just twice, and Chuck beat him both times.
Ray, by the way, did you see how quietly James just typed?
My typer doesn't type that quietly. My typer types like.
I'd like to coin it typer.
Could you
actually?
Hear that?
You know what?
No, we couldn't. Actually.
No,
now that you got that new mic that doesn't suck ass.
Oh yeah, see, I've got this fancy mic that Todd turned me on to,
which
and
is
balling.
You know, if we can pull the curtain back just a little bit, literally clip to his face.
Hey.
No, it's great. It's great. You sound awesome. You sound a lot better than before, but you have a microphone clipped to your face.
Yeah, whatever. It's off my trusty Padres hat.
By the way, I thought I should just throw this out here. The last time Tito Ortiz beat anybody up other than Jenna Jameson was 2006. Like, I just want to throw that out.
Who'd he beat?
Ken fucking Shamrock. I remember watching that fight. It was terrible. You know, Ken Shamrock from WWE. Fucking, I don't remember what his deal was, but he was 100 then. He got the shit. I bet on the guy fighting Tito Ortiz in the last two of those four fights that he's lost and in between those. I bet on Lyoto Machida, and I could not back the truck up fast enough on Forrest Griffin to bet against Tito Ortiz. It was ridiculous.
Hey, before we move on, I wanted to have a quick mention of Stacy. Stacy mostly refuses to come on the air.
She'll be converted.
She will eventually be converted. But Ray, she personally put a challenge out to you.
Oh.
She says, if you come out to California, she will do a fucking reunion special. Quote. And this concludes shit my wife said.
I think that's a goddamn good idea, but I don't know when that's happening.
So it's out there. It's out there. Reunion special.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Why don't you just go Tito Ortiz on her ass and make her do it?
She's not going to like that you said that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm in Rhode Island.
You know she can make it hurt from that far.
Yes, I know. Those little fingers of hers.
Oh, man.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
I think you guys are only in trouble if you could actually convince her to listen to it.
100%.
Which may be the problem.
100%. Hold on. Let me do a quick little TDF Radio PSA. TDF Radio, your girlfriends don't like us.
I actually asked my girlfriend that question today.
She listens?
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. Mine gave it all of 5 minutes and was like, this is fucking stupid.
Hey.
What did your girlfriend say, Ray?
She's just like, yeah, you and your friends, you can do whatever you want, you know. She doesn't register on her radar.
Well, fuck them.
Yep, that's what we do.
Twice on a mechanical bull.
Oh, backwards.
That'd be difficult.
Now, Ray, you had mentioned
you just gotta lick your thumb.
Lock it in there from the other side so that she can't get off there.
Mm.
Yeah.
That one's for Stacy.
Oh man. Now you had mentioned that you wanted to talk about an upcoming issue for yourself and your lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, so I wanted to get your guys' temperature on this. I'm thinking about, well, we've been talking about having my girlfriend move out here, who lives in New York right now, having her move to Rhode Island so that we can get rid of this 3-hour commute that we have between us. And I know that you, Todd, are married and have lived with your girlfriend in the past, and James has a girlfriend, but I don't think he ever lived with a girlfriend. But
living the dream.
Yeah. Oh shit. What do you think about how do you handle expenses?
Well, here's what I'd say first of all, and here's why I think it's a terrible idea.
The whole part of living with the girlfriend.
The
part?
Living with your girlfriend part. And here's the reason why. She lives in New York, and she's leaving New York, which is cool, to come to Rhode Island, which sucks ass. And so, like, in reality, I think you should go move in with her because New York is cool. So that's why I think this whole thing is a terrible idea.
The argument kind of sounds like, you know, having somebody leave Hawaii to move to
Montana, Bozeman.
Or
Serbia.
Leave San Diego and go to Rhode Island or something.
Yeah, that,
like that
was suboptimal on your part.
Bad call.
Hey. Well, anyway.
How's that job working out for you?
Well, the job is the only reason I'm staying here, as you well know.
Yeah. True, true.
So, what's your big question? So, you know, daddy has lived with, lived with his girl for some time.
And, well, my question is,
did you just refer to yourself as daddy?
100%.
I was rolling with
God. I wasn't going to let him get away with that.
I think it's going to stick.
Jesus.
Oh man, save that clip. So my thought is when you live with somebody, like when you live with a roommate, you always split everything 50-50, you pay the rent, you pay the bills 50-50. Like how does it work out with a girlfriend? Do you do the same exact thing? Is it pay the rent on time, you put in your half, I put in my half, or is there some sort of like agreement that you pay based on your income? Or I mean, what if there's a significant income disparity?
Well, let me ask you this. At this point right now, when you guys go out to restaurants, what's the deal?
The deal is whoever throws in their credit card first, or we'll both throw in a credit card. It's pretty even.
Okay. No conflict?
No conflict at all. I mean, she has no problem picking up the bill. I have no problem picking up the bill.
Do you have any problem with letting her pick up the bill?
No, not at all.
No, that's good.
That's good.
No.
He didn't flinch. He didn't flinch at all during that.
That's good. We're watching him.
That's the test.
I mean, he kind of flinched, but that might have just been Skype skipping.
It could have been Skype.
Bit.
Skype yeah. is skipping a little bit at
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Well, I mean, I used to be old-fashioned back in, like, high school. I'd always pick up the bill if I ever went out on a date.
Yeah, two words, over-fucking-rated.
Exactly.
Yeah, once I realized that that costs money, I stopped doing that.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, so now I, like, chop it up. With my girlfriend, I probably pay 60-40, but I pay for 0% of her rent. And by rent, I mean mortgage. Interestingly enough, I've seen a couple different paradigms work out. You know, I actually saw a guy who paid for, you know, a modern couple, and they're married now, but back when they were dating even, he paid for 100% of her rent. She lived with him. But guess what? He didn't lift a finger in the grocery store or in the kitchen whatsoever. So, you know, it is 100% her responsibility to put food in the kitchen, and it is her responsibility to put food on the table. So when he comes home, and this is what is traditional about him, not too modern, but, you know, basically he would come home and, you know, bitch, my food better be on the table. That was sort of how it went.
Else you get the Tito again.
And no oxys.
Ray, are we helping at all?
Yeah, well, I'm curious what you did, Todd, with before you were married. What was your guys' game plan?
The game plan is that, and I had never subscribed to this philosophy before, but you guys know Stacy very well, and she will make any uncomfortable, unspoken conversation out in front. She will put it out in front, and you are going to talk about it, whether or not you want to. Right?
That sounds exactly right.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. I can remember some car rides with Ray in which some uncomfortable conversations were occurring. And she just makes it happen. You know, she makes it rain with the discomfort. However, anything that you feel is assumed, anything that you feel is just, oh, you don't even need to talk about that. That's just assumed. She's going to make sure you talk about it and lay out some ground rules ahead of time. And that's what we did. We didn't necessarily keep ground rules for, you know, restaurants, because we had already passed the point of I'm a chivalrous gentleman and I'm going to pick up the fucking check.
Because you're a cheap Jewish douchebag?
No, because I'm a cheap Jewish douchebag in graduate school. And
oh, right.
So, you know.
What was your stipend in graduate school?
Depends. I kind of moved up and down a little bit.
Okay.
And you could essentially what I'm getting paid now a stipend, because it's not very nice.
All right.
But
yeah, your own radio show.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah. Who else has their own radio show?
Pirate radio, motherfuckers. Pirate radio.
I went to graduate school and I got a podcast. But no, so we had figured out the restaurant stuff. We had figured out all that stuff. And we just said, what are we going to pay? And we split it. We made it just equitable. What's fair?
You know, I would have to say that this is one case of you not pussying out. Yeah. I think that's pretty ballin'.
You know, that's just what it was.
I think that's pretty legitimate. But I think in this case, he's basically saying there wasn't an income disparity, and if there was, he was sort of the disparity. I think that's sort of what he's implying
there.
When we first moved
in, and then she went to graduate school, and...
And then she got broke?
Now it's equal, so...
You're both broke?
Mm-hmm.
And you're both in debt, broke motherfuckers.
Right. So we're more than broke.
No money for Oxy?
No Oxys. But, so, I mean, you know, you gotta, in my opinion now, being in relationships where I wasn't talking about stuff, where I thought things were assumed and things like that, even though sometimes conversations can be uncomfortable and money is certainly a place where things can be really uncomfortable, you just gotta talk about it. You have to talk about it and figure something out.
I think that's what you gotta do.
Those are all good thoughts. I mean, like, I like Stacey's philosophy on, what, this is uncomfortable, this is assumed, well, let's fucking talk about it. You should know that from your profession, I would think, but
that's the way it is.
TMI.
Toeing the line.
I understand that. That's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, that's easy enough at work, you know. Work, you get to hide behind and sort of be different identities, you know. You can have your work personality and you can have your home personality.
And on the podcast, you know, this is a third personality. You're a fucking schizophrenic who can't pick.
Couple of masks.
Face.
Boom.
Well, anyway,
and you didn't get the courtesy of a licked thumb on that one.
I fucked that.
Shit.
Boom.
You're gonna have to do it. What? Where are we in the?
Where are we in
the recording?
Oh, I wasn't even looking.
It's okay, really? James.
We're at 25 minutes. That's all right. Fine.
Drop the S bomb.
Shit.
So, Ray, do you have any other
notice.
Do you have any other items related to this topic? So far, I think you're winning based on the fact that she's willing to drop New York to come to Rhode Island.
Well,
the place that God
is
trying to knock off the map by flooding it.
She is ready to get out of New York. She's lived there her whole life, so. And fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Check the time.
It's like 30 seconds after the last time somebody fucked up. You drunk asses.
Fuck. Well, dipshit over there visited Newport, Rhode Island. And she wants to move here. She wants to check it out. She wants to, you know, give our relationship the best chance. And so I like my job. I want to stay here. I still have some goals that I want to achieve. I have some international travel I want to do. I like what I'm doing. So, I mean, that all is working out pretty well. I was just, you know, going to be living with a girlfriend. I mean, that's a big deal to me. Got to figure out how to make it work. Communication and all that jazz. But yeah, I'm getting the better end of the deal.
You feel up to the task?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Your place, the place we dare not speak its name, is significantly cheaper than New York.
Yes, but not significantly cheaper than San Diego.
I believe that.
Hmm.
Well, so you're thinking about moving in here after? Not into my place specifically, but I mean San Diego.
Well, I think that would be the best scenario. Yeah.
Here? You know, I can totally hear the iPod scrolling coming in through the mixer.
Shit. I tried to hold it as far away from the mic as possible.
No. It's not coming. Oh. Oh, maybe I... Huh. I thought it was still plugged in.
I think my mic is picking it up.
No worries.
So anyway, yeah, that's the deal. I mean, the idea is she really wants to live in California. I really miss California. But instead of moving across the country and taking first time living together and moving across the country, well, we're gonna do it locally first and see how it goes. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, but the relationship's still pretty young, so we're just taking the right steps, I think.
Nice. Good shit.
Nice. All right. Are we good here? Have we given you some answers?
I got the answers
I wanted. Excellent. All right.
All right.
So we are going to start a multi-broadcast survey. And the only reason I say multi-broadcast is because I wasn't able to come up with more questions for this broadcast. But it's going to be sort of personal items so that our listeners can get to know us a bit. And I believe these should be revealing kinds of questions. Somewhat revealing to an extent. And I just caught a little bit of the glimpse of the chat that you just minimized.
Yeah, it was totally about gambling.
Well, anyway, so if you guys could bring back one item from either the 80s or your childhood, what item would that be and why? Jump in wherever you want.
My first thought on this, when you said childhood, I thought, well, fuck, I want recess back. But, but.
Great answer.
Yeah.
They're called smoke breaks. Start smoking.
Yeah, true. I want to go outside. I want to play fucking kickball and tetherball and In-N-Out basketball. You remember In-N-Out basketball? Not just a delicious burger.
Did not play In-N-Out basketball.
No idea what that is, actually.
It's when, like, two guys would be on the court, and one guy would stand under the hoop and pass the ball in, and the two guys would have to try to make the basket. And if they made it before the guy was able to steal it, the guy has to get back in line. But if he took the ball away, he got to play on the court. Anyway, but to get back to the survey question, that was my first thought. But then I was trying to think, well, from the 80s, what would be cool if something from the 80s came back into today's era? I would bring back 80s hairstyles.
Agreed.
Nice.
I would bring back, I mean, you got huge hair, you got the big hair bands, you got mullets.
I tell you exactly what hairstyle he would be rocking.
Fucking the guys from middle school?
The perm. Ray would rock a perm. You'd look good, too. You'd look good.
Yeah.
Grow a mustache.
Oh, little Clark Gable right there.
If I had enough freaking facial hair to grow a mustache.
Nice.
Yeah. Can't all be like me. I mean, currently rocking a hipster beard.
I think queer. That's more, well, I mean, it's just it's just sort of like a homeless beard that you trimmed a little bit.
Well, it is what it is.
For my thing from the 80s, and this was very difficult because you know, I fucking love the 80s, and I think everything should be brought back because it was like the pinnacle of fucking music and everything, and all the awesomeness. I want to bring back Saturday morning cartoons because that shit was baller.
Oh
fuck,
good
yeah.
One. Good one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That shit was baller.
Do they still have that?
I mean, you can download everything, man.
They do have Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, but who's up on Saturday morning? Plus I'm fucking hungover.
Plus they're weird. Have you glanced?
No, no.
They're weird. If you are flipping through the channels, Saturday morning cartoons are weird. They don't make it. They don't make a lick of sense. It might as well be anime porn. I mean, like, there's it doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
That.
You ain't seen it on Saturday morning on NB fucking C. You know.
No.
for mine, I think I am going along the lines of Ray here, and I would bring back Hypercolor t-shirts in 5 seconds.
Nice. Wow.
Hypercolor t-shirts.
I had one of those, by the way.
I had one too. I had a yellow one that turned orange.
I had a purple one that like turned pink.
Always made you embarrassed when you rode your bike to school and you had your backpack over your.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm sweating.
Those are the shirts that changed color with heat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those were the shit.
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
I remember those now.
Those are amazing.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Who thought that was bad enough to where they actually canceled that? Horrible idea.
And where are they? Why can't we use that technology? Shit.
Oh, they all got bought up from the thrift stores. I'm sure the hipsters wear them.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd rock it along with my hipster beard.
Exactly. And my flock of seagulls haircut that I would get.
Perm. And motorcycle cop mustache for you. There's no other way to go.
I used to have the MC Hammer lines shaved in the side of my head.
Wow. That should have been your personal fact.
Is there a picture? Do pictures exist?
Did it go with a flat top by chance?
Something like my second or third grade class picture might have something like that in them.
Embarrassing personal fact. I once rocked a flat top.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know that Jared Allen, not to bring up football, but Jared Allen, fucking pimp daddy, he fucking shaves an MC Hammer line in the side of his head for each sack that he gets into his head that is a mullet that he rocks.
That's beautiful.
So does he reshave every game?
No. He keeps the line the whole season. So by the end of the season, he's got like fucking 12 lines in his head.
So he just, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So does he go up and over the dome?
No. He balances it up on both sides, and then it'll just be smaller and smaller lines.
Gotcha. That's dope.
Yeah, you can totally YouTube that shit, along with him spearing a deer, which was also badass.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I watched him fucking in a tree huck a spear and kill a deer. It was totally badass.
I thought you meant he got in a three-point stance and he fucking lined up with it and took it down.
No. He took a spear, like fucking Edge style from WWE. No. Yeah, I threw that out there. he chucked a spear and like hit the deer, and he was like, that was fucking badass. He's got all this war paint on. All right, anyway.
He also does a PSA for mullet haircuts.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too. It was badass. Every time I fathom how awesome he is, I can only really understand 30% of his awesomeness.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, guys, I don't know if you care, if you mind, but my beer is empty. Looks like Ray's is the same. We can't all be like James over here and have fucking whiskey just at the ready. But
it's the way you gotta roll.
I guess so. We got a little booze break. A little booze break music for you. And this one is brought to you by this one is gonna be picked by Ray today. Tell us about what we're hearing.
So this song is called The Pursuit of Happiness. And it is by Kid Cudi.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, here comes
this dope beat. Real chill hip hop.
All right, here comes the booze break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the mid beside him now, living my life, getting out dreams. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in missing bullets. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know shine.
pretty good. Tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up to the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night terrors, nothing. About the trials of tomorrow, rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining. Always go. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. Good.
You guys, that's doing
good. Welcome. That song is the shit. That's Kid Cudi, Pursuit of Happiness, song I listened to a lot over the winter. Was turned on to it by JB. It's a dope song.
That was actually pretty sweet. We could hear it through the headphones.
Yeah,
we didn't have any speakers going, but that was a groovy track.
Yeah,
brought it down a little for you on TDF Radio. how's all our volumes?
America's finest podcast.
Yeah, I'm just checking all our volumes. Everything sound good?
Yeah, I think everything's coming in all right here. I can see the waves.
That's good.
Oh,
shit!
You idiot!
Sorry.
Oh man, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I know. I think you ought to know what that is, but
not me, because I don't listen to that shit.
Well,
but yeah, I can see all the waves coming in on Audacity.
Excellent. All right, I may have to continue doing this from the iPod for our survey items. Hold on, real quick. Wait. Got it.
All right.
We're good now. Welcome back. Welcome back to TDF Radio. We got our shit together. We're still figuring out our homework. Still figuring out how to be here, how to do this. Anybody switch up their drink?
I refreshed. I didn't switch up, so to speak. Just poured myself a little bit more whiskey.
In your honor, Todd, I went and got a Mexican beer.
Excellent.
I'm I'm drinking the Dos Equis lager now.
I switched up as well. And I feel bad because I just raided James's fridge the whole time.
It's all good.
Yeah, I heard you told him just, hey, have some food ready when I get there.
I didn't say quite like that.
Stock the fridge, bitch.
By the way, Dos Equis, best ad campaign for alcohol. I guess just got to throw that out there. The most interesting man in the world. Love that shit.
There's a dude I work with that looks a lot like the most interesting man in the world.
If you didn't go to your backup plan, you played it too safe. I love that guy.
Just a quick question. I need to do this live. I need to do this O'Reilly style. Are you hearing a buzz?
It's slight, and it was in last week's too. Okay. I took it out in post.
All right, good. So let's go back to the survey, shall we?
Do it.
Are you comfortable with this? This is gonna get a little Stacy up in here.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Oh, a little boy. Uncomfortable.
All right. So the survey item that I thought would be very revealing would be about music.
Music.
We all hold our music very personal, and you know, we all have our own opinions on it. So I've got three survey questions, and I'm gonna read the questions now before we hear all the samples. Okay. All right.
This is very revealing. Like, literally, I don't think the other guys even know this about me.
100% that you guys are never going to... I'm scared for item three. I'm a little scared for item three. And quite frankly, item two.
I think you guys have a pretty good guess of what my item two is, but my item three, like, no chance. You have no idea what it is.
All right. So the survey questions, again, are about music. So the first one is a song... or a musical style that people know you like. Simple enough. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think any of us, we all kind of know what's going on. And, thank you. Yeah. Just tell me.
Let me say something.
Style. Go for it.
Let me say one thing about this general topic. this whole topic makes me a little uncomfortable because Even when I like the music and people know I like the music, and say, for example, I'm in my car and I'm supposed to play DJ and blah, blah, I hate listening to music that I like because I feel so judged. Like people are going to be like,
oh, let's put on Ray's iPod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And even when I like it, I'm like, fuck, I don't even enjoy it. I like people to put on what they like and I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
So the second one is, a song or musical style that people might not expect from you. This gets a little dicey for me, but I'm generally okay with my item two. It's item three that I think all of us are kind of uncomfortable with here.
Yep.
Item two though is one that you don't really care if people know about you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like people don't know it, but if they know it, who cares?
Right. Mm. Item three is a song or musical style that people don't know that you like, and you don't want people to know that you like.
Oh, shit, I'm in trouble.
This is brutal. This is brutal. I was real honest in mine.
Ditto.
I'm fucking embarrassed.
It's all right.
Oh, no.
So
don't worry. We'll fucking, you know, we'll see what it is, and then it'll be fucking baller.
And we'll have a drink. All right.
Oh.
By the way, I switched up as well. I switched up to Full Sail.
Nice.
I'm at Full Sail Pale Ale. I got drunk as shit on this stuff on my 20th birthday. I wasn't a big drinker back then. And I got lit up. I did a keg stand with this. This isn't a keg stand beer, just so you know.
It's a pretty good beer.
North County beer?
No, Oregon. Hood River,
Oregon.
I think.
All right.
But
so
it's Oregon, but the only thing I got to say, I got to talk a little shit about Full Sail. And I love Full Sail. It's one of the... It's one of the finest pale ales, in my opinion, but it is twist off. I don't know what the fucking deal is with that.
Hey, Sierra Nevada's twist off.
No, it is
no,
not.
No, it's not.
It used to be.
It's not anymore. If it was, it's not.
It hasn't been as long as I remember.
And maybe I'm wrong.
All right. Well, first up on the music wheel of death is Ray. Ray, do you want to preface this with anything?
Yeah, first song. Any preface? Any last words before the first song gets played, motherfucker?
the only thing I can say about the first song and music in general in my life is the type of music that I listen to now wouldn't surprise either of you. And I actually have to credit James with the type of music I listen to, because freshman year in college, he turned me on to a CD called Lateralis by Tool. And ever since then, I've listened to that type of music. So nobody would be surprised. This isn't a Tool song that I picked, but the heavy stuff is my heat.
All right. And now none of us know these. None of us know these ahead of time. I've compiled them and I've put them together, but I asked everybody to make them anonymous. So all my screen says in front of me is track 1, 2, and 3 for Ray, me, and James. So
gotta bring the fucking energy.
Here we
go. That's all I gotta say.
What's happening?
It's not coming through.
Hold on. I got it. We got the problem here. Boom.
Boom.
All right. Sorry about that.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. More like technical idiocy.
All right.
Well, anyway.
Yeah,
here we go.
Shit muted.
So this is a...
So Ray, talk to us about what we're hearing.
This is a Shinedown song. It's Sound of Madness, and it's not a band that I listen to a whole lot, but they bring real heavy music, real deep riffs, and it gets me pumped up.
Nice. I could see how this would be like good to work out to.
Yeah, or after a long day at work when you're pissed off.
I'm hearing a shitload of power chords, so
you definitely do not need to feel judged by this one.
No, this is pretty legit right here. You know, something a redneck can have in their truck, and a white supremacist or something. You know?
100%.
You put it on your headphones when you're snowboarding down the mountain, it's just fucking,
Definitely. So,
I feel like I'd lose my iPod if I had that while I was snowboarding.
And so I like it. That was good.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
That was all right.
Would it surprise you that I listened to that?
That would not surprise. Not at all. I know you well. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by that choice. So next up is me. So spent my formative years in Orange County, especially during the mid-90s. So the skater punk and the ska wave hit me real hard. And I annoy the shit out of everybody that I know with this stuff, and
I was
can't...
hoping track 2 would be ska coming from you.
Oh, no, this is stuff that people know that I like, and I own it. I am it. It's cool. All
right.
my question 3 is just, it's embarrassing.
All right,
It's
no,
real embarrassing.
I'm looking
promise.
Forward to it.
So for my first selection, you guys are probably going to roll your eyes at this, but.
I love the trumpet. The, like, muted trumpet a little bit.
And... this is a song called Nervous in the Alley by Less Than Jake.
Could have guessed that.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah. Right, see? I watched both of your eyes roll. I watched both of them go. But
I went to a Less Than Jake concert with you, by the way.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a good time at it, too.
I did have a good time. Not my cup of tea.
I really hope there were a bunch of hot bitches. I bet there were.
Not anybody of legal age.
There were dudes shooting toilet paper rolls out of, like, these guns they had on stage.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah. So this is kind of embarrassing for me, but you know, I like it. I drive to it as much as possible. It feels good. And fuck you guys if you judge me.
No, it's all good.
Just
I sort of knew that about you.
Yeah.
So.
Wait for my track 3 to judge.
You're forgiven.
Me. Okay.
Oh, wait for mine. Jesus.
All right. This is uncomfortable. I love how uncomfortable this is.
Oh, whatever, man. It's all good.
I might need another beer break.
All right. I could load something up if you need another beer break.
He could take a beer break during my song because, like, I'm sure he's heard it.
All right.
A thousand times. Here are, like, the first 2 seconds, and I'm sure you know the whole song.
Do you want to tell us any? Do you want to preface this in any way?
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's let it go a second. Excellent choice.
Love this song. Yeah, movie song. Directed by Michael Moore, actually, the music video.
A little rage.
He was also arrested during it.
A little rage for your face.
Yeah, a little rage, bitches.
I was just at that site a couple weeks ago, really? About a month ago.
I saw Rage at Coachella like 2 years ago.
With me?
Yeah, with you. And I guess I didn't go to Coachella this year, but some buddies of mine went, and I guess Tom Morello has a new band. I don't know. They said it
the
was
Night
really
Watchmen?
Good. I don't know. Maybe. I didn't look it up before I got here. I mean, it's not like I prepared.
Well, he does a solo project. He actually played at the Coachella we were at doing the Night Watchman, but that might be different.
I don't know. This guy said that it was a lot like Rage, but you know, I don't really see him as knowing anything about Rage, so I wouldn't trust it necessarily. No offense to him. I'm sure he's gonna like fan us on Twitter or some shit, and then
I was not surprised to hear that by you though.
Excellent choice. I was proud of that one.
Yep.
Did you play it before that on accident? Know what it was?
No. All right. No, I didn't.
All right.
That's actually why my shit was muted. It was muted so that just in case it started playing, it wouldn't. So I locked it down. I wanted it all to be
just in case your beer can hit the play button.
Just in case.
Ooh, this is gonna get interesting.
All right, so all right. we have question two. What song or musical style would people not expect, but you are okay with them knowing? Ray, you are up next. Anything that you want to say about this?
No, just play.
All right, here we go.
Hearts on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose.
Can I say something real quick? I'm already more embarrassed for my track two.
Boy, what do you mean?
You'll see in a minute, but I'm already more embarrassed listening to how like classy and cool this is. I'm way more embarrassed for my track two now.
I don't think my track two is particularly bad. My track so three gets horrible.
So talk to us about what we're hearing.
This is Ryan Bingham with The Weary Kind. And this is actually an original song that he made for the movie Crazy Heart that just came out that won a bunch of awards.
Nice.
But I picked this song just because I'm starting to really get into music that's really like chill, relaxed. You can kind of put it on the background. I don't know, just groove to. Like kind of like the song I took the booze break to.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little country too, and I have a little country at my roots, so I don't mind that stuff either.
Well, my track two is coming up. I'm now more uncomfortable. That was too groovy. The thing that people might be okay with knowing is that I've recently gotten into some of the more popular top 40 kinds of songs.
That's filthy. That's all good. So you can take this chance in the end. Everybody's gonna be wondering how you deal. You might say this is ludicrous, but tie your crew, tell us how you feel.
So I have become a fan of Top 40 Radio, and you know,
the song is a jam.
I know. It's a little on the. I dig it. It gets stuck in my head, and lately that's just kind of where I'm at. I like shit that gets stuck in my head.
I feel you, bro. I've gone down the same route as I've gotten older.
It's all good.
This is the part that gets stuck.
They play anything long enough, and then you like it.
So that was Tayo Cruz featuring Ludacris, Heartbreaker. James, you want to mention anything about your track two?
I just want to say, before we play my track too.
James is on his like fourth glass of whiskey right now.
That I am. That's
amazing. He's gonna be lit up.
Hey,
I think I talked to you on Sunday, and you were saying, you know, we don't get drunk enough when we do this.
That's 100% true.
And you know what? I'm correcting that mistake.
Ooh.
Anyway,
bitch.
Yeah.
So anyway, 1 year. This is a couple years back. Maybe like what?
In your face, bitch.
Yeah.
All
right, go ahead.
Whatever, fuck
go
you
ahead.
Guys. Anyway, a couple years back, I threw a party for these guys because they happen to have the same birthday.
That was one of my facts, you asshole.
Whatever. And then...
there he goes, caring the most again.
What?
He just went off caring the most about the old TDF radio.
Oh, there it is.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so I threw a party for these guys. And I know that Ray just absolutely hates the 80s. He absolutely hates them. And so I decided, you know what Ray would like for his birthday? An 80s party. I thought he would just love that because, you know, he hates the 80s. Now, me, I love the 80s. I own that shit. A lot of people know it about me. Some people don't. Hit it.
All right. Here we go.
And I love this band a lot. They played in San Diego like a year ago, and I could not find somebody else to go with me. It was like an hour away at Harrah's Rincon. I couldn't find anybody to go with me.
Shall we let this go a minute?
Absolutely.
I don't get it. I don't get how you guys don't judge me a little bit for my track too.
It's all good.
I like it. And I have to say I've embraced the 80s since then. You have converted me.
Dude, the 80s were the pinnacle of pop music as far as I'm concerned.
And you got to tell me that party was an epic.
Yeah, that party was fucking
I dare you. I defy you. I defy you.
The invitation?
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
We have a whole episode on that.
Yeah. Let's just say the invitation said, if you don't come in 80s gear, get the fuck out. Like, you are not welcome in.
Can I say that one of my favorite photos from that night, and we took a lot of photos. I was talking about this on Sunday. Just mention what your costume was, Ray.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Well, first of all, we didn't have costumes because it was a surprise party. So when Todd and I showed up, the other crew had thrown together costumes for us, and I was Tom Cruise from Risky Business. That's white boxers, white button-up, white socks, no pants.
So do you know the picture that I'm referring to?
I'm guessing it has to do with my junk.
Yeah, the one that you doctored. The one that you doctored to show your junk better.
I don't have to doctor pictures to show my junk better.
Well, for everyone listening, the picture was of about three, maybe four people, and it then quickly got cut down to Ray's junk. It was cropped.
You could see I was crowning.
I just got uncomfortable again. Knock it off.
Whatever. It's about to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get real bad. All right, Ray, you're up.
Oh, God.
Any last words?
Oh, shoot me now. Oh, fuck. All right, just play it.
All right.
Waking up, I see that everything is okay. The first time in my life, and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around, and I'm so amazed. I think about
is this?
Look away.
Okay. All right, I'm looking away, but I'm keeping the volume down just a little bit. Tell me, is this?
Look away.
I'm looking at my shit. Is this Avril?
You can. Oh.
Oh, what are you doing?
I didn't do anything.
That might be me.
Oh, no, that's
that you. Was totally me. That was my mic coming out.
Is this Ray? Is this Avril?
This is absolutely Avril Lavigne. Oh. This shit is candy to my ears.
Oh my god.
Oh man, listen to that
I'm
voice.
Slightly horrified, actually.
Listen to that voice.
This is sort of disgusting.
So all when right. I first moved to the state that is unmentionable, for some reason I discovered Avril Lavigne and put that shit on repeat on my iPod and did work to it.
And just that one song, or
That whole album.
Wow.
Yep.
I feel. Let me tell you something. I feel like just a teeny tiny bit better about mine.
Just listen to that voice. I mean, I know
mine's
she's
bad too.
Can I? You want me to run it again?
No.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. So I'm gonna go next, and I'm way uncomfortable. I'm way uncomfortable with this. However, so there's a couple things you got to know about me. Well, just one. I really like. I hate country music a lot. I hate it. So that's the only thing you really got to know about me. And so mine is a song. It's again. It's kind of. It gets stuck in my head.
Do it.
I'm getting a fist pound from Ray right now.
This song is a shit.
This isn't that bad, yeah. Dude, I'm way more ashamed about mine now.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.
And this is the part that just gets stuck.
I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
I hate country music. Somebody say something, please. Somebody say something.
I'm just enjoying it.
I actually don't think that song's that bad.
Oh.
And I don't really like country either, but like, I don't have anything that against it.
I dug my jeans inside.
You should go on tour, shit.
Oh, you know, it's funny that we both pick female pop-ish girly singers.
Yeah.
Mine gets worse.
Okay.
Milli Vanilli? What?
No. Milli Vanilli are dudes, and they're dead.
Do you want me to just pull the trigger?
Pull the trigger. I don't give a fuck.
Rip the band-aid off?
I'm not even like ashamed of this that badly. All but right. it's pretty bad. Oh, yeah. None of you guys will have any idea even after it comes on. Oh, yeah. When I was younger, just a pair of kids. If any of you guys can guess who this is, I'll be impressed. Like shooting puppies with a BB gun.
I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussy. What era is this from?
80s. Gotta be 80s.
No, it's before that.
What did you say? Question, is this from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, but you're close.
You
got anything?
It is from The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's not the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sorry.
Dentist.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh, you cheater.
Yeah, you fucking whatever that app is.
Shazam that shit.
Shazam.
Wow.
Shut up, open wide, here I come.
So explain this a little bit to me. Is it this song, or is it songs from old plays?
I could probably sing every single song from the entire play, actually.
So songs from that play.
It's more than just that. I know like a shitload of show tunes and musicals in general.
That's not that.
That's not too bad. I think the thing that we've learned here today is that none of us are quite as judgmental as we were expecting them to be.
I think you're right.
I rip on you more for living in Rhode Island than liking Avril Lavigne.
I expect
Well, I think part of it is that we all had something that we all found embarrassing. So none of us are willing to rip into
Look,
each other
every,
too bad.
Everyone has something embarrassing. I guarantee you. Yeah. I guarantee you that every single person has something embarrassing.
My brother used to like be all into show tunes when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a little weird. But anyway, well. and for whatever reason, like, this shit would be on all the time, and over time, I got into it.
Question.
Yep.
What's your brother like today?
Answer.
Ray knows the question.
We'll leave it.
Sounds good. I'll took an uncomfortable sip, and and we're moving back to the Google Wave agenda. So we've got, if we want it, we've got time for, we don't. You could just say.
You're pussying out. That's what's happening.
Nope.
Oh, okay. You know, we're not at 90 minutes, by the way. We are totally at like 67 minutes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Well, you know what? This is well over 20 minutes longer than anything we've done previous. Anything you guys got to pimp? What are you guys up to? What are you guys up to the rest of the week?
I don't know. Mm. I'm gonna probably update the website with this podcast shortly.
Well, obviously, I meant you guys. You know, personally, what you know?
I'm going to attend a wing eating contest where it's supposed to be ghost wings. Like have you heard of the ghost peppers?
No.
They're supposed to be, you know, 500,000 Schofields hot or some shit like that.
Oh, Jesus.
My roommate's Scoble big units. Into hot peppers.
Do you get milk?
I don't know, but I'm going to go try to eat some.
I think you're going to shit your brains out after that.
On Friday.
At some point we need to talk about later on, but we need to talk about.
Did you put the fucking TP in the freezer beforehand? That's what we're going to talk about.
Wing deuce.
The wing deuce.
Oh, ring of fire.
100%. Sorry, Ray, I interrupted you there. What else you got going on?
Nothing too exciting. Girlfriend's coming to town. Going to make some banana bread French toast on Saturday morning.
Is that what you call it?
They're going to practice making babies, too.
Excellent.
Oh, man, I'm good at that.
I'm also good at practicing, but I always not good at actually going through with it.
Yeah.
How about you guys? What do you guys got going on?
Well, I know we talked in our last episode about you. I was ripping on you for not having any Padres gear. Well, what did I do the fucking, like, 2 days later after that? I went down and got some Padres gear. I will be hitting up, hopefully, 3 Padres games. Thursday, holy Friday, and Saturday. I want to go to all of them. This is still, by the way, still the National League West leading Padres.
Who's That's in awesome. Town? Are you trying to see a whole series?
The Brewers are in town. So if I go to all 3 games, I will see the whole series.
And see Hoffy.
Yep. Nice.
But yeah, I'm trying to win tickets to a box at the stadium, you know, one of those sky boxes.
I like boxes.
Nice.
We will see.
I am going to see Conan O'Brien tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where at?
Down here. Down I think at the concourse.
Oh, that's good shit.
Yeah.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid like all the YouTube clips of his show, anybody saying anything about it, because I'm stoked. It's gonna be a good time.
How much were tickets?
Like I think too much. Yeah, I think they were. I don't remember. Stacy got them.
It's a good woman right there.
Yeah. No. It was funny. I was driving to work to get them. I was driving to work and my phone starts buzzing a bunch the whole time. And I park my car. I take my phone out and there's a stream of messages that just says, "Oh my God, Conan just announced that he's going on tour. Oh shit, he's coming to San Diego. Oh, should I get tickets? Oh, wait, I've only got 6 minutes to get tickets. Why aren't you there? I need to get tickets. I've only got 6 minutes. Okay, I bought tickets. We're going to see Conan."
Nice.
Good decision-making.
Yeah.
Good wife.
Pulled the trigger.
Yep.
So that's what's going on, and then we're probably going to find a cheap happy hour and, you know, do it to it.
Drink.
Yeah. Ray, you had a drink there?
Am I out of drink?
Yeah, you out of drink?
I'm out of drink.
Excellent. We're mostly out of drink over here. So I think we're going to...
I left the bottle here, so I'm not really... I'm not out of drink. But, you know, my glass is... Well, it's doing okay.
It's doing all right. But before we go, I think the ultimate consultant for whether or not we stay or go. We need to consult the man.
By the way, I have some good shit to talk about next week. Remind me.
Oh, wait. We got to talk to Samuel L. Jackson. Sam, should we stay on the air? Well, Sam says we got to get the fuck out of here, so we're going to go ahead and do that. Be sure to check us out on Twitter. We are at TDF Radio. Become our fan on Facebook. We're back down to 11, but if you become number 12, we're going to say your fucking name on the air.
Apparently, there is like a TDF religious group, and he friended us because he thought we were part of some TDF religious group. That is not exactly how we roll.
No, it is. It's not how we roll. But
no offense to Jesus.
No, he quickly added us and dropped us.
Probably listened to a podcast at least.
Yeah, he was like, "Ooh, religious podcast. That's going to be great. We're going to talk about Jesus." And no,
fuck.
You guys want to get any more in there?
My guess is 78.
Oh,
I was not counting. By the way,
150.
Yeah, well, the official, anybody that picked the over is doing well.
They're looking good. TDFradio.com. Check that shit out.
Facebook and Twitter. TDF Radio is out, and we'll see you next time, guys.
Peace.
Ha ha ha!